Well, happy birthday, Joan.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, so tell me, in your 102 years, what sort of period of history do you remember most in your life?
Oh, my goodness. There was so much. When they were building the Eisenhower Expressway,
yeah,
we had to move because they were going to put the expressway there. So that's a long time ago. But there's so many things that happened in the meantime.
How are you going to celebrate your birthday?
You know, I never gave it a thought of my birthday. I never celebrated.
Yeah.
And in the last couple of years, I get all this congratulation. I said, for what?
Well,
I said, it's just another birthday. No, but a lot of people would love to live that long, and they can't, you know. So live every day, you know, and try to be cheerful.
Well, I think you are. We've talked a few times. Listen, what do you remember of Chicago when you were a kid? You would have been born in, what, 1919? So, is that right?
Yeah.
1919. So, just after World War One. What? Tell me about growing up as a kid in Chicago.
Oh, my God. We had the Jane Addams Hall House.
Yeah.
And that's where we used to go and have meetings and stuff. There's so many things that happened. I mean, if I wanted to tell you, and the first man on the moon, I have all their pictures and all that. I sent pictures to WGN time ago. I don't know. I don't think they ever gave you any or showed you. I remember the first one was Wally Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Was he the first guy that I think I talked to, years ago?
Yeah, he started in the 50s here. Can I ask you, Joan, about the Hull House again, because we were just talking about the Hull House not too long ago on the show, and that's pretty amazing to me that you used it when you were a kid.
Yeah, that was a big dream there. We never had anything, you know, like gyms and stuff like that. They couldn't afford it at that time, and I was brought up when the Depression started, then after the virus.
Yeah.
My father died during that virus, and he died on New Year's Eve, and I was born 26 days after.
Oh my! This is the pandemic of the Spanish flu, they called it. That's a terrible story. And so here you are to see the next one. Did you ever think you'd see another one?
Oh God! I thought I saw everything, but the third one with the president, that did it. Now I know I've seen everything.
Yeah.
Life goes on.
Life does goes on, and I'm so glad. So of all the people who have been on WGN Radio, who do you think is your favorite?
I always like you, Steve.
You did that.
You and John Williams. You are always good. Anytime I talk to you or anything, you are real nice, real sociable.
Well, thank you. I should tell everyone we didn't even rehearse that. I didn't know that was going to be your answer, but I hoped it was, Joan.
Yeah, you were, because every time we had affairs or anything, you were always very polite and real cheerful. So it made the people like you. I liked you from then. That's years ago.
Yeah, it's wonderful to talk to you, and it's very touching that here you were born during the Spanish flu pandemic, and it sounds like you're doing very well through this COVID pandemic. So I'm grateful for that, and let's do this every year. We'll talk again next year, okay?
Okay, Stephen, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Wish you luck, and thank you a million times.
I thank you right
and
back.
And I got that button, that bright side of life.
Yeah.
I got that in the mail the other day. And I will treasure that button.
And even though John gave you that button, you still like me more, right?
Yeah. And I thank him very much. I was going to send you a little note.
Well, we're very grateful that you listened, Joan. So we'll talk again, okay?
Okay, Steve. Thank you very much.